We all have a choice in life to approach it as a creator, a lover, and a giver. That's interesting. We all have a choice in life to approach it as a creator, a lover, and a giver. I would say we should approach it as a creator and a lover and a giver. And it's no choice. But that's just me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, on this beautiful Sunday morning with the skies filled with the most delightful fuzzy clouds and the sun bursting across the land, warming it up on this beautiful past Thanksgiving November morning. It's a lovely day. We all have a choice in life to approach it as a creator, a lover, and a giver. Now, I think that is just fantastic to think that I'm the creator of my world, I'm the lover of my world, and I'm the giver of my world. We speak that oftentimes when we think it of God. God gives and God takes away. Well, all right. God loves and God doesn't love. God creates and God doesn't create. Well, that's true. That's very true. When we consider that we are God, and that there's nothing else in this universe but God, and that God does interesting and silly things. We watched Almighty Bruce last night, a very interesting video with Jim Carrey, a little toned down from his usual bombastity, but Jim Carrey was sort of reproaching God on the physical sense, having God be a physical being that Jim Carrey or that Almighty Bruce didn't like, because things were just not going well for him, because he was not going well with himself. And he berated God, and so God approached him and said, okay, you can be God now. I'm giving you all my powers, everything that I am. Well, the Almighty Bruce did not believe it. He thought God was a little bit bomby, you know, a little crazy and so forth. And so he walked away from God with being given this interesting statement. And then he says, if I'm God, and he went to a fire hydrant that the kids like to play under, and all of a sudden, poof, he's showering out water, and the kids are just enjoying him. And he did a number of other things. Another thing, he got into his old beat-up car, which had been in an accident and was not too good a shape, and a bunch of young boys were running up to him saying, wow, what a cool car. And then we got to see what he did, and he made it into a very racy car. And he did many other things. But the thing is that Almighty Bruce did as most of us would do. He took care of his own backyard first. And he kept hearing the prayers of everyone, but he didn't pay attention to them. He just saw it was a noise in his ears. And it was a noise in his ears. And so he kept doing his own thing and doing his own thing. And finally, when he had to listen to the prayers, and he couldn't do anything to satisfy anybody, there was just thousands and millions of prayers that were coming in. Well, he decided to do this thing like mothers often do. Oh, go ahead and do it. Kids want to go see a terrible show. Oh, go ahead and do it. You pester me to death. You go ahead. Well, he, as God, said, all right, I will tell everybody, yes. Whatever you want to do, yes. Whatever you do is yes. So then they were winning the lottery. And everybody who invested in the lottery for each day got a winning ticket. Well, there's only so much money in the lottery. And so that much money had to be divided up among all the people who had bought winning tickets, which was everybody. So everybody who bought a ticket for the lottery that day got a winning ticket. But the lottery, in its millions and billions, was cut down to such a degree that only $14 was given to each person, which probably was pretty close to what they paid for the lottery ticket. But you see, if we're going to play God for other people, then we have a problem. And in the summation of the film, Almighty Bruce had really messed up things royally. And there was a little inconsistency there. In the film, God says to Bruce, he said, your power only lies in Buffalo. Buffalo, New York, Buffalo, Minnesota, or wherever there's a Buffalo. But anyhow, his power only lies in Buffalo. And then on the television, it shows that where Jim Carrey had called the moon close to Earth to flatter his girl, that it had caused tsunamis, it caused tidal waves, that had beached a lot of boats in Japan and other things. And the real God had said, your power lies only here in Buffalo and can affect nothing else. And yet, the effect was on the whole Earth because of the moon being so close and changing the tides and doing other things. Well, you see, this is what you run into. When man tries to play God, and he tries to play God according to his image of what God is, he runs into inconsistencies. You cannot pull the moon toward the earth and affect only Buffalo. You affect the whole earth. You cannot do things that are destructive to people without having things happen that are quite improper for everyone. Now, it was charming. It was laughable. It was amusing in a certain degree. But the inconsistency that was thrown at our face to purposely, I'm sure, to make us aware that we cannot do these things when we want to concern the world of others. So in conclusion at the movie, God said to Bruce, and they were up in heaven together, and on the white cloud, of course, you know. And so God says, well, pray a prayer. So he prayed a prayer. I see all the people on earth living in a happy state and peaceful and so forth and so on. And God said, well, that was a nice prayer, but that wasn't what you really wanted to pray. What do you really want to pray? You know, it's important to you. And he said, would you like to have your girl back again? And he looked at God and he says, not really. I want her to be happy. That's my prayer. And he went on with a very human, emotional prayer of what he thinks would make her happy. And so God in the movie said, that's very nice. And by the way, did you notice that God was black?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's amazing, yeah.
You wouldn't really even, you did not pay attention to the fact that God was black. You did not pay attention to the fact that God was black. You only recognized that God was a very super guy and a very sensitive, caring guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We don't even see color. We don't even see differences. We don't even see, we noticed at first that God had a bunch of blemishes on his face and that he had antiquity about him and so forth. But you don't notice it after a moment, because the gentleness and the sincerity and the joviality of God came through so beautifully. Now, we have a choice in life. We can be the creator, the lover, the giver, or we can let someone else be the creator. We can think that we're creating for others, or we can create for ourselves. The movie had one point that came across rather poorly, but the idea, you are God for yourself in Buffalo, right where you are, doing whatever you're doing. You have only the power there. And this is true. We have only the power wherever our consciousness is. If we have the possibility of having a universal consciousness, which we can, then we see our created world absolutely perfect. If we have a limited consciousness where we only see the community that we're in, or the house that we're in, or the body that we're in, then let us see it as both the giver, the lover, and the creator, as all three, not both. We have to be very careful how we live our life, because it's so easy for us to live our life and think we're going to say a noble prayer like, let there be peace on earth. And we think that's so wonderful, let there be peace on earth, let there be peace on earth. Would God say there, let there be peace on earth? That God is not taking control when God says let. God says there now is peace on earth. And it began with me, God, you know. So now you and I, we can say there is peace in our world, peace in our body. When there's peace in your body is whole and perfect. You say there's peace in my mind. When there's peace in your mind, you are balanced, harmonious, and joyous, and filled with happiness all the time. When you say there's peace of spirit, then you are one as in the entire universe. Pay attention to these things. And here, as I'm giving these talks to my campus family, I find that they are insensitive at times. And they don't play the game as I wish them to play the game, since I am the creator of the game as long as I'm giving my talks. And I say this to you from this point of view. When I give you head signals or mouth signals or hand signals while I'm giving the talk, I want you to respond in a certain way. It's like in a movie studio or in a radio studio, they hold up a sign and say, applause, and they say, laughter. And they say, quiet, please, you know, and they say various things. And the audience is not a bunch of trained SEALs, but the audience, it wants to attend that show. And if they want to attend that show, they have to cooperate with the show giver. Well, now, this is my show here, as long as I'm talking and as long as I'm being here. When I stop talking, then it's each of our shows. So I suggest this to you, world, and dear listener, that you inform your world that you're its creator and take responsibility for its creator. And don't have the statement that it's only here in whatever town you live in or whatever body you live in, and then have it have ramifications around the globe and around the universe. You have to be very careful, because you either are the God of all or you are the God of your individual self. And to be the God of your individual self, that's not bad. That's not bad. It's a good start. Or to be the God of your creation, that's not bad either. That's a good continuance. And to be the God of the universe itself, of the allness, that's the ultimate. And when we arrive at that state of consciousness, then we know that we are the creator, lover, and giver. We are the allness. We are the fulfillment of everything that life has to offer. We have the choice. Now, what is the choice for you? Are you going to be Almighty Bruce and be a selfish, egotistical person who is thinking only of your personal interest and to heck with what the rest of the world does? Or are you going to be like the God represented there, who says constantly, hey, I'm going on vacation. Take over. You're God. Well, what do you do on vacation, God? Well, I do other things. But It's a very fascinating idea, very fascinating idea. And it is certainly not to be taken literally. It's to be taken figuratively. And it's a beautifully, beautifully done thing. Well, you have a lovely day. And know that this is God saying to God, isn't God wonderful? I love you. I love you. I love you.